Doomed again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Sherwin-Williams. In Melbourne, Australia, the Breakthrough National Center for Climate Restoration has issued its latest report describing what the world will look like in 2050 if we don't stop pumping carbon into the atmosphere. The paper predicts total melting of the Arctic, massive crop failures, deserts spreading across most of the American Southwest, and that cities including Mumbai, Jakarta, Hong Kong, Ho Chi Minh City, Shanghai, Bangkok, and Manila will be abandoned. More than a billion people may need to relocate, with a high likelihood, and I'm quoting here, of human civilization coming to an end, all by 2050. So, happy Tuesday. On the plus side, since it was human civilization that created this problem, ending that civilization should reduce its carbon footprint considerably. But I bring all this up not just because it's scary, but because I think politicians who are trying to court younger voters need to be realistic. I can't imagine that younger voters who really take these warnings to heart are going to vote for any candidate older than 70 who's going to be dead before any of this happens. I think younger climate change voters are going to want someone in their 40s who actually faces the prospect of having to witness the end of civilization. Personally, I'm hoping that the sea levels and temperatures will rise gradually enough that we have time to evolve into lizards, possibly with gills. And yes, I realize smartphones would have to be redesigned. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.